Hello gamers. You guys are tuned into the
DLB Network. Man, bros and brudettes, you're tuned into the DLB Network podcast.
Yeah, boy, it's time to get the show started. This is the DLB Network Gaming Podcast.
Welcome. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the DLB Network Podcast. With one of your hosts, I am DLB, representing Sactown Cali. Also with me here in Cali is your favorite, the one and only Mr. Hood Nerd.
Yep.
So, happy 2020.
This is New Year.
The Happy New Year.
Merry
Christmas. Hope y'all had a great holiday season. But now, fuck all that, it's time to get to the nitty gritty. This is the year. Rumored a new Nintendo Switch Pro coming out. The Xbox Series X is coming out. The PlayStation 5 is coming out. Like, we got a lot to talk about. This year is getting ready to get crazy. Google Stadia launch. What's going to happen with Google this year? Is it gonna flop? Or are they going to shock the world? Like, what is getting ready to happen? So, we're getting ready to discuss all of that in this week's episode. So, like, I just want to get straight to it. Bump what we've been playing. Bump all that stuff.
Like, yeah, I've been playing games, though.
So, at the video games conference...
Scandalous. Playing games.
We have been.
Usually, I'd be like, nah, nothing. I finally played some game. He like, fuck that.
Yeah, fuck all that. Everybody wants to get to it. This is the year of next gen. Bro, this could be the last of the last. We may not experience nothing like this no more. We don't know. We don't know. We do not know.
It's not going to be the last.
We don't know. Yo, I'm going to sit here and say I don't know, because 6 years from now, because the PlayStation, when the PlayStation came out, 2013?
13? I get it.
It came out 2013, so it's been 7 years. It's been 7 years.
It's so not the end
remember where technology was in 2013.
Yeah, I do, and we still have new consoles. It's gonna happen. It's just gonna happen.
That's what I'm saying. So the next consoles, feel me? The next consoles won't be coming out until 2027.
That's right.
Can you imagine where technology is gonna be by then? Like 5G will be fully developed, hopefully.
Yeah, people in the 50s thought fucking we would be on the walking on the moon right now.
Now you already know, like, technology nowadays goes by faster than.
Sure, but it's going to take a lot for what you think. Like,
so you think there's going to be another console after this one?
100%.
Okay.
99%. There we go. I'm playing fair. Yeah, of course there'll be a Xbox whatever and a PlayStation 6, because they just
you don't think we're full blown streaming at that point?
No. But streaming will still be a big part of gaming. Be like kind of like when digital and
so do you think those media will be the last consoles then?
No.
Consoles is getting the boot at some point, because look at where the whole, because I did the video not too long ago.
My thing with streaming is, and this is the thing with streaming, mm-hmm. Our country isn't even up to snuff, right? So like it's not like that's what I'm saying.
In 7 years, no, I think within the next 5 years we're gonna be.
The current administration ain't even fucking with that shit right now. So it's not even
they're not going to be there.
But even who knows?
Because the thing is like we even with who's ever president, like, we don't like to be last in nothing.
Well, we are. Listen, we're not. You're right about
and you're
that.
Right, like, too, because I know what you're getting ready to say. You're right, too.
But
go ahead and say what you're gonna say for the people that didn't know what you were gonna say.
I forgot what I was gonna say.
You were pretty much you're. My bad. I should have just let you finish.
You whooped me.
So pretty much what you was getting ready to say is like, I said that we're behind everybody else.
This is a memory.
I said we want to be first. You were going to say we are behind a good chunk of the world when it comes to our internet infrastructure. And you're absolutely right about that.
It's so much like the only thing I can see, and I just feel like
5G is about to solve all that.
Maybe.
Oh, it is.
Because right now, it's possible, but maybe.
Because if I sit down and explain to you what I believe the future is going to be.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I definitely feel like there's other hurdles to streaming that there aren't to just physical or even just downloading. And that's just these, the data caps. Like, the data caps are going to be crazy. So with streaming media,
and that's why it all makes sense, because I've always thought that eventually home internet was going to go the way of the cell phone providers. And whereas with cell phone providers, they sell you your data now via data caps. So do you want 20 gigs of data? Do you want 30 gigs of data? You want 75 gigs of data, and you pay accordingly. And I think that's what the future is about to be, because for instance, these cable companies, if they're going to still be around, like your Comcast and stuff like that, they're going to have to sell you on data caps, because if everybody's cutting the cord and everybody's going streaming, like, they're going to want a piece of that pie.
Right.
So
that's the problem.
But it is what it is. Whether video games go streaming or not, that's going to be the case. Like, data cap pricing is going to be a thing.
Yeah, but the cap that you have for gaming is different than watching a movie.
Absolutely.
Uploading and downloading those packages, it eats into your bandwidth.
But so, I feel like that's going to change. Because just like
that has to change.
Oh, for sure.
If this goes forward, it has to. But I don't know if they're
changing. Will.
I don't know if they're going to change. I don't think gaming is going to make them change. It's going to have to be something
else. No. I think the game industry is going to change the way the packages are delivered. Because what you're saying is something that Google has already been talking about. Is pretty much delivering the packages of the game over in smaller chunks of data so that it doesn't take up. And that's technology that they're currently working on, which I can see that happening. Because that's just the way technology's. I remember when 1080p, I remember when, because if anybody who has an iPhone, if you ever go to the settings on your phone and then you go to the camera app settings and you look, like, it'll show you like how much data per minute or how many megabytes per minute it'll be to record like a 4K video and so on and so forth. And I remember back on the iPhone 6 when 1080p pretty much recording came to the phone, and it used to be like 400 megabytes to record a 1080p video. Now, over time, they've gotten better with that, and now it's even smaller. And so now it's 4K. Now, 4K, if you record a 4K video on your iPhone, 4K 60, it's 480 megabytes a minute. So it's like, I feel like that's going to be the case. You know, over time, these things are going to become smaller.
Sure. I mean, compression techniques get better. Sure, all that. But I think we're a ways away from that. To where I just think the way our infrastructure is set up and the way our these cable companies are set up, or these internet providers, I just think it's just fucked up in this country right now. And I'm pretty sure we're not the only ones that have this. I'm pretty sure every country gonna feel it. That's why Stadia couldn't launch everywhere, because it's just not possible yet. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Stadia is super early in the game. I feel like Stadia is a luxury product, if you will.
100%. Right? 100%. It's luxury gaming.
Right. So I feel like over time, as the internet and stuff like that gets better, then it's going to be released in more and more places and countries and so on and so forth. But, you know, that's the future. That was a great quick talk about that. But let's get to some current factual situations.
I beat Death Stranding. I'm just going to jump in and throw the game. You're not going to take this away from me. Fuck you. It's been way too long. You've had us on IS for all this time. This
broke ass at Wii U. Tame beat the running simulator game.
Okay? I beat Death Stranding, and this was weird and it's crazy, but I enjoyed it. It's just, I mean, it's hard to even put into words the game itself, because it was just such a weird game. And it's funny.
It's a running simulator.
No, you well, you don't. Yeah, I guess you do run, but it's a walking simulator.
How are the load times in that game?
There is no load times.
Okay. Well, the initial one to get into the game.
I don't think very long. It wasn't crazy long.
It wasn't like a GTA. If you remember, do you remember GTA?
Yeah. I mean, Red Dead's pretty much similar to that. Not as bad, but like it's like that. But yeah, all those.
So games about that those, time?
No. No, unless I think how they do it, they mask it really well. So like, if there was loading time when the game starts, there's a giant cutscene, right?
And then that's not going to be a thing next gen.
There's a giant cutscene, which I'm fine with. I'm fine with a cutscene. You know, Kojima you know, it was a really cool cutscene. But I'm glad that they mask it behind a cutscene. Then you play a part. Then you get another big cutscene. Then you play a little bit more. Then you got another big cutscene, and that's probably how they hid the loading of the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get the chunk that you need. They would play a cutscene while it's loading the back. When that cutscene's done, you get another portion of the world. And then once you get another cutscene, and it loads up the rest. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So very creative. It was done really well, seamless. You know what I'm saying? But no, I mean, other than that, no loading. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. I enjoyed it more. I think I enjoyed the helping aspect, like leaving my shit behind and or helping someone build something. So I enjoyed that. So yeah, I beat it. I beat Death Stranding, and yeah, that's about it.
So the Video Game Awards. Did you watch it?
I watched a little bit.
Okay. See, I'm so over award shows, all of them. So yeah, I'm pretty much the person that goes on YouTube now, and I will watch the parts that I want to see. So prefer.
I mean, it's still the Game Awards. You know what I'm saying? So it's way more polished than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, you know what I'm saying? Like it's still like rough. Like things happen like that aren't supposed to happen. So it's kind of like this rough experience, but I mean, you know, it's cool. It is what it is.
So the biggest announcement, I think we both will probably agree on this, maybe not, but the biggest announcement to come out was the Xbox One X, or excuse me, the Xbox Series X.
Yeah, I mean, that's a no-brainer.
So how did you find out about it? Because I wasn't watching the award show.
Oh, I was watching it when it happened.
Okay.
So I was watching it as it happened. And I was like, "Oh shit, this is it."
And see, you know, I was scrolling on Instagram, and I follow Xbox, and it was this. And it said Xbox Series X, and I was like, "What the hell is this?" I was like, "Is this a new console?" I was in shock, because this ain't normal. I was like, "Wait, what?" So then I go to Microsoft's website. Shockingly enough, it was so new there wasn't even on the site yet. So then I went to Microsoft's YouTube channel because I'm subscribed to their YouTube channel, and then there it was. And then that's when I went, so after seeing the trailer of it, then I actually went to watch the actual portion of the Video Game Awards where Phil Spencer came out and, you know, did the whole shebang, because I wanted to see how they revealed it, because, you know, Microsoft, they sometimes hit or miss, but sometimes they can do some pretty epic reveals. But nonetheless, I was shocked, but thought it was a smart chess move at the same time.
Yeah, I agree with that.
The reason why I thought it was a smart chess move has nothing to do with Sony or Nintendo or anything else. I thought it was a smart chess move because shit gets leaked all the time.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is a way to get in front of that. So they were like, yo, here's the box. Now, what this I will what say is thus far, if we are to compare, I would say thus far they've had the better reveal. Because I don't know. Okay, now that I think about never mind. I take that back. Forget I even said that. But I was going to roll over to CES. Anybody who watched CES?
No, that's not. I mean, that was fan made up. That's not fair. That's not fair. No. Come on, man. That was Reddit and N4G hyping that shit up. They didn't say shit about shit. They never said they was gonna be there. They never said nothing. It's a tech. It's a who is ever. I don't know if anybody's ever dropped a console at CES.
Oh yeah. So no.
For people,
no.
So people who think that. I mean, I know Sony's been doing stuff kind of like in a different way. Mm-hmm. But come on, bro. Like
with Wired magazine and all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But like.
But Sony kind of did when you watched that CES conference. They kind of did hype it up. They were like, you know, so for the first time ever at CES, we're gonna show, and then we're like, show what? The official PS5 logo. I was like, man, if you don't get the fuck up,
You know what's crazy? They got everybody in the palm of their hand right now.
They just
because
should,
look how
they,
much
all they should have said look, was, you know, here's the first look at the PlayStation 5 logo. But when look, you add all look, those extra words. We're going to reveal the first time ever.
No matter, you know, all press is good press. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, all those memes, everything, that's just more attention. It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't think that was their plan. We for sure know what's coming.
Sure, I don't think that was their initial plan. Mm-hmm. I don't think that was their plan, but it sure worked. You know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely don't think that was the marketing plan. I thought they just thought they was going to do it. They didn't know it was probably going to turn into a meme.
I thought that was funny as hell when I saw that because I didn't watch their conference. I just I think
it wasn't very long. I mean, you didn't miss. You would. It was not
I always
long
do
thing.
those like Engadget and
sure
and
watch this in 6 minutes or whatever. Yeah.
So I did one of those and that's how I saw it. And I was like, for real.
Like, yeah, but that was nobody said nothing. That was the internet hyped that shit up.
Well, no, I just mean for because I didn't even know that there was hype that there was supposed to be an announcement there. That was just me just watching him on stage.
Oh yeah, no, there
and
was
just say
there was definitely hype. Like there was definitely like hype. Like people were like,
because I didn't. I mean, because I've been following the industry for so long, I wasn't expecting them to make an announcement. At CES, there's never been an announcement at CES.
Ever.
If anything, when they show something at CES, it's like more so showing or talking about points that they've already made before, which is what they did when they spoke about the PlayStation 5. They were more so just re-mentioning talking points that they've already talked about already via Wired magazine interviews and stuff like that. So at this point, I'm just either ready to see the box or. You know, get official release date. I'm assuming it's coming in November. The only thing that, because people have been asking me when do I think it's going to launch, and I keep telling people it's going to launch before Thanksgiving, because I feel like they want this box, and that goes for both of them. I feel they both want their boxes out before Black Friday. Not that really even means anything, because you're not going to get any sales or anything. You're not going to get any discounted prices on the console, but
no,
that's just a massive shopping day.
No, people gonna be
world.
Out.
Yeah,
people gonna be shot. Yeah, so the no, they want it out. Before
and that's Friday. Even if there's even any consoles sitting on the shelves during that time frame. I mean,
oh, but usually they make a push to have some in stores for mm-hmm. Black Friday, so they hold off of some for either what's coming. Then they have a bunch, and they give another shipment for Black Friday. Usually, like right. That's how it's always worked. Because you know, people are just out. You know what I'm saying? So why not have it when people are like willing to spend money? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Catch them while they're slipping.
They'll definitely both be out before Black Friday, but I don't think either one of them will be out before November. I think they're if anybody releases a console in October, I think it will more so probably be Microsoft than Sony, but I could be absolutely wrong. But nonetheless, so we know that the new Xbox is called the Xbox Series X. Now I know some people have an issue with the name. I don't have a problem with it, but maybe that's because I see the writing on the wall. Cause I'm like, okay, cause we've heard the rumors that there's going to supposed to be multiple Xboxes. So I can see them having the X cause essentially it's called the Xbox now. And
right.
They're going to have different versions of
right
the Xbox. So the one that they're talking about now is the Series X.
Which
and I feel like
the more powerful one.
Right. And I feel like they showed that one off first. And that's another reason I think that they showed off one console at the Video Game Awards, because I feel they're going to then talk about the other version. Because I think they're going to have two consoles at launch. That's what I feel. I feel they're going to have a the high-end one and the more affordable one. Because Microsoft has been playing around with this whole making monthly payments on a console for quite some time. And I really feel that if they launched a console like that, I think that would be super smart. It's like super smart. Especially for like, you know, college students and things of that nature, people who can't afford to just go out and make a freaking $500 all at one time payment on a console, but they may want it and they can, you know, afford to do like a little monthly something. So, but nonetheless, I can see them doing the Series X, which is the more powerful one, and then the Series O, which is, you know, the more cheaper
series
one.
What? The Series O.
I'm using the letter O for original. So Xbox Series Original, and that's the more cheaper one. And then, you know, the Xbox Series S, which is the slim down one when that one comes out, whenever that comes. And then the Xbox Series D, which would be like the all digital version of the console. Like, I could see them, you know, taking this thing, you know, pretty much how car manufacturers do, having different series of vehicles and things of that nature. So I actually think it's kind of smart. I think that's kind of dope how they're doing that. But I think what's going to be really interesting about this generation is something that you've always wanted from Sony, and that was a way to get your games on the go. And you've talked about having a dumb slate and things of that nature. And I think that's going to be Microsoft's selling point this generation. Like, I think once they finally start to talk about the console, I think their selling point is going to be Project X Cloud or whatever they call it. I think that is going to be their selling point for this generation of consoles. I think once they are ready to officially announce and talk about details for this next Xbox, I think that is going to be their focal point, is taking your Xbox experience everywhere. And, you know, adding Game Pass to that. Like, I really think, I don't know which way this generation is going to go. I really don't. It's going to be very interesting. Like, very interesting to see how all of this is getting ready to play out. And you even see Sony making some different moves than their norm. Like, because some actual PlayStation exclusives are coming to PC. Now, they're not launching day and date like how Microsoft is doing stuff, but nonetheless, there are PlayStation exclusives now going to PC nowadays. So it's, the gaming industry is just changing in front of our eyes. Like, us OG gamers, as gamers who've been playing for forever, like, seeing an exclusive title being able to be played on a platform outside of the console itself, like, this is, or like cross gaming, cross save, like, all this stuff is just crazy right now. So I, like, this generation is going to be probably the most different, unique, like, forget everything that you've ever learned and seen in prior generations, because this generation is about to be just, I think it's about to be crazy. I think we're about to see some stuff. I think we're going to see some partnerships that we never thought we'd ever see. I mean, freaking Sony and Microsoft have partnered so Sony can use their servers for their cloud gaming. So it's, I mean, that partnership alone, like, who saw that coming? So this generation is going to be very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. And Sony has PlayStation Now, and it's funny because they've been picking up steam on PlayStation Now, because PlayStation Now was like a forgotten product for the longest time. Now they're actually putting more relevant recent games on there. They're actually promoting it. I actually see advertisements for it on social media and on the internet now. So Sony's starting to pick up, you know, their steam there. But I think right now, out of everybody, whether it's Nintendo, Microsoft, Sony, and Google, because I'm trying to tell everybody, like, Google is off to a rough start, but don't sleep on this billion-dollar giant. Like, don't do it. Because there's a ton of products that start off rough. And
sure.
They turn that corner, and woo, you like.
And sometimes you want to be not first, but you want to have the tech out in the world, because that's just raw testing. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, absolutely.
If they can just keep putting money behind it, they already have a huge infrastructure. So, I mean, it can only get better.
Huge infrastructure.
But like you said, I agree. It's definitely luxury gaming. Like, it is. It's some, like, oh, I have Stadia. Like, that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like luxury. Like, right now you're kind of like a laughing stock, but eventually it'll become a thing where it's like this luxury thing, like, oh, I have my games on Stadia or something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But right now, when it comes to the whole streaming thing, right now I think Microsoft is in the driver's seat. And because now I feel like they're just chugging along, they're there, but I feel like Microsoft is already established. They already have content. They already have product and services that they're already ready to put on top of their streaming service. So I really, really think, like, it's going to be interesting to see this generation, because people, like, the Switch will determine what game. I normally only buy exclusive games on my Switch. Because of the way they built this console, there are some third-party games I will buy on that because I can take them on the go. And having a Switch, it makes it because this holiday season, I've been gaming a ton on my Switch. Like, a lot. Because it's just so much easier to do.
Yeah.
And so, like, if Microsoft gets the xCloud right, which it looks like they are, and they're already saying Xbox Game Pass, which Xbox Game Pass is a dope ass feature. It's a dope ass service. And they're saying that, like, that's gonna be there too. And then any games that you buy are gonna, like, yo, it's gonna be interesting. I am so curious to see how Microsoft's rollout is gonna be with this. I'm so curious to see, like, how all of this is going to play out. From Sony's perspective as well, like, this generation is just going to be a very unique generation, and I just can't wait to see what's going to happen.
Yes, yeah, an interesting generation for sure.
So, I feel like we're going to have a large leap this generation compared to this current generation. I feel like this is going to be I feel like we're about to see a nice jump this time around. We're going to see a nice gap between the last gen and this gen, and even with Sony, it looks like they're getting ready to. There were some patents that was released, of showing pretty much two new paddles on the back of the controller, like the add-on piece that they are selling now. I forgot what it's. Do you know the name of it?
No.
That little accessory that you guys sell now.
No, I don't.
But I'm sure you guys have seen the little accessory that you can connect to your current DualShock 4s that gives you two additional paddles on the back of your controller. It looks like they're going to just eventually with the... I don't know if this is just coming next gen or just because next gen is on the way. I don't know if this is going to be standard in the controller that comes in the box. But there has been patents released pretty much showing it just being built in instead of you have to buy the add-on. And the more I think about it, that makes sense. And here's why. Next gen, I feel that those are going to be it's going to be in the box. The new PlayStation controllers, you're going to have those two paddles on the back of the controller, the two additional buttons on the back of the controller. I feel like that's going to be standard next generation. Okay. However, the reason they're selling the paddle now is because all your old accessories
I see what you're cooking.
Yeah, all your old accessories are still compatible with the PlayStation 5. So the DualShock 4 is still going to be compatible with the PlayStation 5. So they're like, you know what? We'll sell the add-ons now. That way people could get ready for what's coming in the future. That way your old DualShock 4s will still be compatible with the games that come to PlayStation 5. So that would make sense why the accessory is already out now. And then we saw the patents that were released showing a new DualShock controller. So that's what I think is going to happen. So I think by default in the next generation, that's going to be the default controller with those two additional paddles on the back. So my thing is, how comfortable are people going to be with playing with those? And do we as gamers feel that we need additional buttons? We already have a lot now. We have the 4 face buttons. You have the L3 and R3. The thumbsticks are buttons where you push down us to sprint. Then you have the L1 and L2, R1 and R2. So, and then pretty much the D-pad is full-blown 4 buttons right there, because D-pads are rarely used as a directional pad anymore, with they were used to be for to move your character in different directions. So I've never tried the Xbox Pro controllers, and I've never tried any other type of Pro controller that has those additional paddles on the back. So I'm curious to see like how that's going to feel. Next gen. Are you still there? Did you mute me? Did you mute it? Is that why it sounded like that?
Can you hear me?
I hear you now.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, okay.
It just literally like sounded like the call ended. I was like, what's happening? And I went back into the app and you popped back on.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't do anything. I'm okay. You know what? I'm just gonna put you over here. It's fine. This app is stupid. All right. I'm just gonna plug you in. Put you right over there. All right. There we go. What the fuck? Oh man.
Okay, cool. All right. So we'll continue from right here. So Have you played with, or have you used any controllers, or have you tried the new adapter with the little paddles in the back? Have you ever tried any controllers like that?
I've played with controllers like a SCUF Vantage and the Astro. What's the name of that new Astro controller?
I think it's like an A50 or something like that.
No, that's the headphone. I forgot the name of it. Whatever. I play with those. Yeah, I mean, they help definitely in shooting games, you know, like our shooters.
But is it comfortable? Does it feel?
Yeah, I mean, depending on the controller, each of them are different, so you get used to holding it. It just depends on the way you grip the controller. Some of them are 2 buttons, some of them are 4. Some people prefer the 4 more than the 2 because you get more options. You can do more things with 4. Some people just like the 2 paddles, where it just gives you like a jump or a sprint button, so you don't have to. It's really to alleviate you taking your hand off the thumbstick to have to do an action, right? So like jump, you know, if when you jump in a game, you have to like remove your thumb to press X or whatever, right?
Well, right.
You can keep your hands on the stick and you can just jump with your, you know, your other fingers without moving your thumbs. You still can be aiming and jumping or reloading or throw a grenade, you know what I'm saying? However you feel more comfortable, whatever quick action you need, or melee, right? So like, you know how sometimes in melee, you gotta like click down. You might not want to do that. You might just want somewhere you can go poop real quick, or sprint, right? Sprint is always a click, but if you could just tap a button to sprint and unsprint, it might become a little easier. But I find them dope. I like them. It just takes them. It takes a little getting used to, because you have 2 more buttons that you have to think about. But then it also kind of takes away 2 buttons. So it's weird.
Yeah. So I'm curious to see how that's going to work out.
Yeah, I don't know what they're gonna do for the controller, if they're gonna add that as a standard, but that's a dope theory though. It makes sense. It's logical.
Yeah, because with that patent coming out and then these accessories, because why would you release 2 accessories like right now, like why would you, you know what I'm saying? Like so late in the console life cycle, like why would you release that right now as a first party? I could see if this would have been like a third party, like officially licensed by Sony or something like that, but this is Sony themselves making this.
The four still eating. So they, I don't know.
So to me, it's just them preparing for the future. And it's like, well, why not release it now? So that's what I think it is. So,
we're going to find out soon enough.
We are going to find out soon enough. So
I feel like we're going to find out.
Do you think it's going to be a February situation again?
I think so. GDC's in February or March, if I'm not mistaken. So it usually behooves them to launch it before, so then they can also talk about it at GDC, and then developers at GDC can talk about all the new shit that they're doing for these next gen consoles, right? Because then if they don't before GDC, then they can kind of say if they have permission to say, but they can say just next gen. But it would probably be easier for them to be like, oh, this is running on PS5, or this is running on, you know, whatever.
So you think they're going to say it before?
Yeah, definitely before GDC.
Okay.
You know,
but not at GDC.
No, not at GDC like the whole CES thing, but no. It'll be before GDC. They'll probably have a presence at GDC. Yeah, but it'll be very quiet. It'll be like, it might even be private. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes they do the GDC thing and it's private. It's not even a thing. Or maybe they just won't be there at all. They'll let third-party vendors do the talking for them.
You know, so let me ask you this. When we get the announcement, right, yes. I got a couple of questions for you. When we get the announcement, okay, is it going to be one of the – what are they calling their Nintendo Directs?
State of Play.
So do you think the announcement will be at – during one of those, during one of the State of the Play videos, or do you think it's going to be an actual PlayStation event?
I mean, I personally think you could do a dope State of Play, but they're not. They're going to do a traditional. Like, I feel like you could do a really cool State of Play where it's very structured. You know, there's no way it can fail because this is like orchestrated. It's actors. It's you know, it's people are reading off a script, so you can get it right, you know, perfect. Everything's perfect. There's no mistakes. There's no chance of failure. Not saying that a regular presentation would fail, but I think it would show, it would give State of Play a boost too, right?
Like absolutely.
Like this huge goal. Like, dude, they did a State of Play reveal for the station, and it was like this orchestrated beautiful thing where we got to see the games, and then the people talked about the game, and then, you know, are the system, and then Cerny sitting there talking, and then, you know, Jim Ryan and all the, you know, that type of shit, like that. But don't know, I kind of just feel like they're gonna do it, you know, Cerny's gonna come out, Ryan's gonna come out, they're gonna talk, they're gonna show videos, and they're gonna talk about 8K, and they're gonna have a beautiful 8K TV behind them from Sony. Shit.
Yeah, I feel like they're still going to – I think they're going to do the traditional event. I don't think it's going to be revealed at a state of, during a State of Play, because I think they want that real feedback from media.
Sure. I can see that.
That's one thing,
like,
that you can't get from a State of Play.
No, but what you do get – you do get that feedback. You just get it in a virtual way now.
Right, so, but I think they like that.
Sure, they like the clap. Yeah, people, machine. Somebody clapping. Yeah, sure. But you do get that. You get that Twitter. You're exploding on Twitter. You're trending, and you know what I'm saying, everybody's posting on their blogs and on their Instagrams and Facebooks and shit. Like, I think that is just as powerful as, you know what I'm saying. Like, I think that's just as powerful as hearing the clap. You know what I'm saying? Now in today's society. Like,
you'll get both with, if you actually have the traditional way, like, you're going to get that instant gratification no matter how they cut it.
Yeah, at this point it doesn't matter how they do it.
If they announce it during a State of Play, that shows how serious they take that now. That shows, like, okay, State of Play is is really an actual thing. Because as of right now, State of Play really hasn't. Like, State of Play just reminds me of a more improved, if anybody remembers the whole digital magazine thing that they were doing on the PlayStation 3. I forgot what that show was called now. I can't remember Pulse? What it was called. Yeah, Pulse. It's like a better version of that. It's like a PlayStation 4 version of Pulse. So, but I just, as of right now, like, it really, like, there's been nothing major, like, with what Nintendo fans get from a Nintendo Direct. Like, you actually get real announcements.
But, you know, it's crazy. I do feel like that they started those in, like, a dry time. Right, what's like that? They started the State of Play. Yeah, they started them in a time where they're already winding up for the next gen. So the stuff you're getting for this gen isn't as sexy. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like people are expecting like something, and it's just like, oh, this game. And it's like you kind of amp for the next thing. You in that portion of the generation where it's like we've already been weaned off for the next thing for like the last 2 years, kind of. You know what I'm saying? We've already been thinking about it. And every year it gets closer. Even we start
with
something more.
like Death Stranding coming out, like that's a big exclusive title. Like we never got like any good like chunks of information or any kind of a like nice little announcement via State of Play.
I mean, they gave The Last of Us. They gave Ghost of Tsushima. Those are two huge titles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they showed so that was probably the biggest piece of information we've gotten. That actually, now that you say that, was the announced date for The Last of Us.
Resident Evil 2 was big, too. Resident Evil 2 was big.
Well, unfortunately, that got spoiled. But yeah, Resident Evil 2 is
big. Yeah, that was big. It did get leaked. I mean, just like 3 did. But that was big, too.
Yeah, unfortunately. Because if it wouldn't have got leaked, that would have been a nice reveal.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
If that wouldn't have got leaked, that would have been a nice little reveal. But, you know, unfortunately, the interwebs.
Showed off Final Fantasy.
So let me ask you this, then. When they make the announcement, do we see any hardware?
You know what? I was having that conversation with somebody, and I was like,
and that's controller or console?
Well, we'll see something. We'll see one or the other. Remember last time they only showed the controller?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't see the consoles from
E3.
E3, yeah, almost. Yeah. Was it right before E3 or was it E3?
No, it was at E3, yeah.
Yeah, so we didn't see the box until then. I mean, we're going to see some hardware. I don't know what we're going to see, but we're going to see hardware. But you know what? I'm going to go out there. I'm going to say they're going to show both of them. I think they're not going to do like last time where they split it up. I think they're just going to show it off.
At this point, with the era that we're in, they might as well. Because if you don't, it's going to get leaked.
But, I mean, you know what? It didn't last time.
Yeah, well, we weren't in we weren't where we're at now. Yeah. Like, leaking now is like, nigga, good luck. If you can't keep a secret.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. But, yeah.
I'm curious to see what the next box is going to look like. Do you think it's going to be... Speaking of boxes, since we have one that we could go off of now, what's your take on the Xbox Series X design?
I like it. I do as well.
I
like it in a weird way. I mean, it's just a little mini PC tower, but I like it like it's like a monolith. Mm-hmm. And, you know, consoles are traditionally just flat boxes. They're flat. You know, I mean, the GameCube was a cube. Dreamcast was kind of a cubey. Saturn, too. Nintendo, the NES or NES was kind of cubey, but like those are it's usually those shapes. It's never like more like just recently we started sitting our consoles up.
Mm-hmm.
So like PlayStation 2
to be exact. Yeah,
PlayStation 2 was the first one to do the vertical. So like, you know, I kind of like it. I don't know, you know, how efficient, like, I don't know if it's going to be a good console, but I like the weird design.
Yeah, exactly for what you just said, the weird design, I'll say unique. It's different.
It's very reminds me like 2001 like, you know, Space Odyssey or some shit.
It is super different. I'm like, okay. That's the thing with me, man. I appreciate people trying something different. Like,
sure. Because they could have easily just came out with a new box. They could have just came out with a box. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with coming out with a box. You know, like, if PlayStation's, and, you know, and PlayStation usually has great design, like, in their console. They put very, they do very thoughtful, sleek design. And I kind of hope.
I'd say the PlayStation 3 was probably their ugliest console design yet.
It grew on me, though. I like my George Foreman grill. I liked it better than the slim PS3 with the ratchet door with the no power. Yeah, I didn't like that one. I was like, ah.
Yeah, that was kind of cost at that point.
Oh, yeah, that was that was making free consoles. yeah. But yeah, no, I think the PS4 Slim or regular is better looking than the Pro for sure. So let's hope that they get that box down.
I agree, but it's just another like a double decker.
Yeah, I mean it's literally a Big Mac.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a Big Mac. It's just that's what it is. It was the PlayStation 4 was a quarter pounder, and this one's a Big Mac. Like it's literally that's all it is. Like it's just that. But like but to Xbox is like I like it. Now, is it going to fit in everybody's media center or rack or whatever? No.
Mm-mm.
I mean,
according to what people are saying, that you can lay it down as well. So
sure, but it's going to be hulking on the side.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have the same appeal because, like, just looking at the shape of it, it's not very thin. So it's not going to look good laying down. Like, you know what I'm saying? These consoles that are made rectangular or square, they look good because they look like that. This thing is like a perfect fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like it's gonna look the same no matter, you know what I'm saying? It just looks better standing up.
I like it. I like the fact that they try something different.
Yeah, so I mean, we'll see. You know what I'm saying?
What would be dope is if they put Alexa or Google Home in these boxes. I'm sure they probably won't.
Well, wasn't that a thing that's coming to Xbox right now? Right?
It's been rumored.
Right. So, that Alexa and Google is coming to Xbox. So if that does
I can see Google, I can see Microsoft doing that.
They don't have any home products though. They don't have any like home kits, like tech, so they're not in that market. Mm-hmm. So why not play with the guys that are? I mean, shit, play with all of them for that matter. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, I think that would be dope to have have that built into your console.
Because that's the only way for like those things to work is like you have to have all that stuff. So I don't know. I mean, maybe Sony will. Who knows? But I could definitely see Microsoft doing it. And I mean, it's already been a rumor. So I'm pretty sure that rumor is just not out of thin air. And it makes sense.
It makes amazing sense.
Yeah, to be able to talk to your thing and be like, start my thing or do this thing, have certain commands that you can set up.
Especially since that was something that they were really trying to push.
Yeah.
At one point.
Right. And Cortana wasn't bad. And Cortana got really good. But since that they're not in that field, why not let Cortana talk to the other devices? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Or Alexa talk to Cortana. You know what I'm saying? Where it's a handshake. You know what I'm saying? Where you can be pulling up and be like, start the game or start a party. And then by the time you get in the house, it'll already be a party loaded up. You know what I'm saying? With the game going. Because, you know, I mean, that's another thing. There's a few generations of people don't realize. Kids, too. Instant gaming. Yeah. Like, I feel like instant gaming is coming back. And
I hope so.
Well, I think
Sony and Microsoft both have the whole, I can't remember what the name of the feature is, but pretty much, you know, you could turn your console off.
Pause or zone.
Yeah, but it you really couldn't benefit from it this generation because every game's connected. And so it's...
Not every game.
You're talking about
I still think that's going to be an issue too. Like, I mean, you're still going to have those games that are going to have to connect back to the server just because you can't just be tapped in. But I do feel like you will get back into that game faster. You get what I'm like, especially because it's going to have faster ports, right? So like you're gonna get faster. You're gonna be able to connect to those servers faster.
Of course.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, the resume feature is dope. I mean, I love the resume feature, especially playing a game like Red Dead or like when I was playing
It actually works on. Like
when I was playing playing Death Stranding, like Death Stranding is connected, and I would just pop right back in, and it would just reconnect me to the world, and I just get busy. Like, perfect. You know what I'm saying? So I think that. I lost the main point because you fucked me up with sleep resume. We were talking about something else that wasn't sleep resume. It was a newer feature. It was a newer feature. Oh well, fuck it.
What you mean with the smart home products? With the
that's what it was. So not even necessarily sleep resume, but like just off a rip, like off the console being off, the console should boot faster, right? Because we're not using. It's kind of like when when laptops started going SSD.
Mm-hmm.
Like, remember how fast it had to read and write off a disk? Like right now, my laptop, if I open it right now from sleep, it instantly pops on. And I think that's what's going. That's the evolution we're at with consoles, where it's just like boom. As soon as you hit it, it's going to load. So it's going to be like how phones are in a sense, to where like. Mm-hmm. You're going to get into the action fast. It's not going to be a whole like loading into GTA for 8,000 years. It's going to be like, no, this was like, bam, like, oh, I'm already in the world. The world's already loaded.
Well, I definitely hope with this generation, these consoles will be more.
No more bathroom breaks.
Well, I'll say Microsoft is already doing a good job. So on Sony's part, I hope their app is more connected to the console. This generation,
because
I still have the screenshot of where they say that there is going to be a point where you'll be able to launch a game from your phone, and it will turn the console on and take you to that game. And that, you know, unfortunately, that never came to fruition. And it's funny because I don't hear anybody ever talk about that. I'm gonna have to post that picture on my Twitter account and be like, yo, you guys remember this? Because I remember when they first launched and they showed it off, they had a video of a guy who broke up his smartphone app and it said launch to TV or launch to console or whatever. And then, you know, it turned on his PlayStation. And then because of the whole CES or C, whatever that technology is called, the PlayStation turns on the TV and then the game's loading up and blah, 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 blah. He starts playing. And it's like, that would be a really, really dope feature. One thing that Microsoft does right now with the Xbox app, which I pray Sony brings to the PlayStation app, is being able to be in a party from the phone.
Yeah, being able to send pictures, screenshots from your camera or video. Like, oh, God. Look at this kill I just got. Look at this thing I just did. Here, I want to share this with my friend. No, I got to post it to YouTube or Twitter. Then, you know what I'm saying? It's like, no.
No. I pray Sony figures that out. Like, oh, bro, my God.
I can't send this clip to my people.
Because right. even with the Stadia, which I'm kind of shocked that they still haven't fixed this yet. But with the Stadia, when you take a screenshot or you record video footage, it goes straight to the Stadia app. And then from the Stadia app, unfortunately, and I don't know why this isn't a thing yet, but you can't send it yet. You can't do anything with it. You can't even save it to your phone. But I know there's going to be an update eventually to fix that. It's Google. So we all know Google's good with their software. So I know that's coming. But nonetheless, I hope that Sony does that. Like, man, that is like one of the main things that I've been wanting. I'll take that before I take being able to be in a PlayStation party chat on your phone through the app. Like, please allow our screenshots and videos to be stored in the cloud or wherever, so it just easily accessible. Just please make it easily accessible, and please don't make another app for us to be able to do that. Because for whatever reason, Sony wants everything to have its own individual app. I'm like, oh my God, can we consolidate these apps, please? So, but yeah, man. I am definitely excited for next gen. I'm excited for what's to come. I'm excited to see what happens with this generation. Like, where does cloud streaming go? Is Microsoft one to something with their Project X Cloud? And what they're doing from that front, and it's a great time to be a gamer, man. I know we say that a lot, but every generation just continues to improve and show you like why it's a great time to be gaming. Like, literally,
it's an amazing time to be a gamer.
And if you are on the Xbox front and you like to play your games on the go, like, that's really going to be dope for you. Like, I'm so curious to see how Project X Cloud ends up going in the future. And in the near future, we don't have to wait long for any of this. Like, all this stuff is happening within months.
Yeah, it's coming soon.
Within months. I don't know who's going to announce first. I don't know who's going to go first, but I'm excited for whoever, because at the end of the day, I'm just a gamer. I want to see what both of them got to offer. So
I
don't.
I mean, plan on I can be. The next I can
Xbox,
be.
But
yeah, I can be
PC. But
I could be persuaded.
And a lot of people can, because look at what happened with the 360.
I like, can be persuaded.
All the people who got the 360, they had a PlayStation 2. Like, them fools just didn't come from nowhere. Like, those were all brand new gamers. Like, no, those were gamers who had a PlayStation 2. Microsoft was extremely appealing with their console, and they jumped ship. So that's how they were able to get all those sales, all them Xboxes sold. So anything can happen. Like, loyalty, like, yes, there are your loyal, hardcore fans out there. But then there's people who are like, yo, what console are you getting? They gonna go wherever their friends go.
I would. I'm definitely 100% getting a PlayStation. So the Xbox was really for me like a luxury item.
A secondary, yep.
Yeah, it's like a luxury thing, kind of like my Switch. It's like a luxury item, and the Switch is the dopest, one of the dopest luxury consoles of all time. So I definitely wish one of them would copy that bot. Like, you see, Dale just copied it at CES.
Yeah,
so.
I saw that.
I fucks with it.
That's what I'm saying, the whole Project X Cloud could be it.
I fucks with it. Give me a slate so I could take anywhere. 8-inch screen or whatever, 7-inch screen, let me rock. But yeah, anyway, but yeah, like, this generation is going to be really interesting. But yeah, I definitely want to be, I could be persuaded if Xbox is has some dope shit. So I'm like, man, yeah, I want to play that.
But what I was saying was I hope that I hope Sony don't get caught slipping.
Yeah, me too. I agree with that. I hope they don't. But I don't think they will.
I don't think they will either. But I just hope they don't, because Sony's good for getting arrogant.
You know who don't need to get caught slipping is them motherfucking 49ers. That's the one we need to get caught slipping. I'm going to a wedding tomorrow or Saturday. So I'm flying out tomorrow.
I didn't know that was in LA.
The wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's in LA. So I'm flying out tomorrow. I'm staying on a little jet.
You could have been like, man, how come y'all not huge 49ers fans and want to get married at Levi's Stadium?
Man, listen. They not. Neither one of them fuck with football. Neither one of them fuck with football.
Yeah, like, that would be so not at all. Dope if they was getting married at the stadium.
During the game?
Yeah. Or right before the game.
Yeah, and I'm on TV just like...
Right.
Nah, but it's not. That's not popping. But no, they're doing like the Griffin Observatory. So they're going to go up there and take their pictures. It's going to be... They're already married. It's just us. We're doing a ceremony. You know what I'm saying? So, going to go up there. They're going to do their vows. Everybody gonna go, oh yeah, black love, woo woo, and then we go eat, and I say, all right, time to go, got a game. All right, told the bride and the groom, I said, yo, I'm gonna leave if we not back somewhere with a TV by 1:30. Just letting y'all
make
know.
Make sure you download that Yahoo Sports app.
Oh yeah, I already got my Xfinity gonna be recording it, so it's gonna be on DVR, so they can't hate. So, because if you try to watch it live, sometimes they'll be like, oh, this game is locked out. It's an in-home stream.
So download the Yahoo Sports app. You can watch all NFL games live through the Yahoo Sports app.
Oh, then it's done. I already got the fantasy app or just the regular app?
No, I'm going to send it
Yeah. Either way,
because I've always seen the advertisement for it, and I was like, "Man, that ain't real."
Listen, I would have had it either way. I would have went to one of my illegal streaming sites. It's all good. We gonna get it. And my illegal streaming sites be HD. So
yeah, the Yahoo Sports app is super clear.
Listen, I'm not worried about it. I'm gonna be there. We're gonna watch it. It's gonna be lovely. You know what I'm saying? Because brunch is at 11, right? So brunch can't last.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I honestly think the Yahoo Sports app is giving ESPN's app a run for its money.
Yeah. If Yahoo can stay around before they get there. I don't know why somebody ain't bought them yet and just absorbed them.
I don't know why Apple ain't bought them.
That was the one I thought a long time ago. You use hell of their shit. Why not just
snatch, what I'm saying.
Snatch them up and then all that Apple News. Just change all that shit. Yeah, Apple Sports, Apple News. You know what I'm saying? Boom. There you go. This is Apple now. We taking all this tech. Everything's getting changed now. But no.
Yeah, you could bet on the games. You could do like everything from within this. Check out the Yahoo Sports app, man.
Oh yeah,
it's came a long way because I used to have it way back in the day.
Yeah, I think I used to have it back in the day.
It was before ESPN.
You said betting?
Had an app on the phone.
Oh yeah, Apple not buying them.
Oh yeah. You could bet on games through the app. It's crazy, and
They'll let you gamble. With video games, they ain't gonna let you fucking buy no bet on no sports. Damn, this is gonna fit.
Yeah, they got the countdown on the game. It's in 1 day, 15 hours, 4 minutes, and 20 seconds.
Oh yeah, it's going down. It's going down. Is that it? Are we done?
That is it, my guy. That's why we're talking about sports right now. That is it.
Oh, I thought we were still rocking. Shit. I thought we were still rocking. I was rocking.
Oh no. We're still recording.
Oh. Well, we still. Oh, it's for the people.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Okay. Well, shit. I didn't know. I thought we was having a candid. I could have said something wild. My bad.
I just would have ended it out.
Yeah, I could have said something wild as fuck. Hella dolphin cackles. You know what I'm saying? SpongeBob curses.
That's hilarious. But yeah, man. Because this year's the year. Hopefully, it's the year for the Niners. Just like it's the year for tech. Because we got the two consoles coming out. Possibly a Nintendo Pro. We got the
Sony car. You know what I'm saying?
We got new iPhone, new Apple Watch coming out this fall. So
we got the
this gonna be an expensive fall for me.
We got some other stuff too. Other phones coming. As well, yeah. It's gonna be a year. It's gonna be a year.
But yeah, like I said, I'm curious to see where technology is gonna be within the next 5 to 7 years.
Then in another month, that's when gaming starts. You know what I'm saying? So we got a bunch of games coming, a bunch of titles coming.
Just give me my Cyberpunk 2077.
Yo, Cyberpunk, bro. We got. Resident Evil, Final Fantasy. It's something I'm missing in February. Was it Final Fantasy? It's something that's coming in February. You got Last of Us 2 in May.
I'm looking forward to that too, but right now I want that Cyberpunk.
I need all that. I need to consume it. And there's some other games that I'm definitely drawing a blank on that are coming.
Cyberpunk.
Yeah, that is one of them. That is one of them.
Then 2077.
Yeah, that's a number. Yeah, I'm already.
There's a Marvel Avengers game.
I'm still on the fence on that one. I don't know how I feel about that one yet. Yeah, it's there.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm not like all in on that one. I'm not like, woo. It's kind of like, okay, let's see what happens.
I did not know that young grasshopper.
Yeah, you learn something new every day. You know what I'm saying?
I'm looking I'm looking forward to it. I want to see how it plays out. I definitely want to try out that five player co-op. You know me. You guys know me, the co-op whore. So definitely looking forward to that. But yeah, this year, outside of the major titles that are coming out, this is going to be a pretty dry year.
What?
Until this fall. I said, other than the major titles coming out, this is going to be a pretty dry year.
It's like hella titles. It's hella games coming out this year.
Name them.
I just did.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Other than the major titles,
but
it's going to be a pretty dry year.
But there's games
we got, we got Cyberpunk, Resident Evil, Final Fantasy.
Yeah, but then, those are the big games. There's definitely going to be
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but there's definitely going to be some other good games. I mean, you got Ghost of Tsushima. That's coming out this year at some point.
But okay, because I'm really kind of thinking that that's about to be a next year. I think that's going to be one of them titles that's going to release on both.
I would hope so. I personally would like that a lot, or at least close enough to do it.
Yeah, and then like half of Ubisoft's games have gotten.
Well, we already know what's up with that. You know, you already knew that all those games is gonna get pushed back till. Yeah, I mean, of course, they want both of those pots. They want the people that's not going, and they want the people that's going over. Yeah, for sure. That's just Ubisoft's MO, and all the other games. And then you're gonna have your Fortnites and your Rainbow Six Sieges, and your Overwatches are probably gonna be ported over, or you know what I'm saying, or get upgrades.
Yeah, because I'm going through the release date list right now, and this year is kind of sparse. But like I said, that's always the case before, you know, brand new consoles get ready to drop. Like, anybody trying to release the crazy.
I don't know. Final Fantasy, Cyberpunk, and Last of Us are pretty heavy season.
Yeah, those three, well, you know, compared to the amount of games that be coming out in the year, because normally you have like a heavy spring, and then you'll have a heavy fall, but this spring is pretty light. Because you got Cyberpunk, you got Resident Evil, and then you got The Last of Us.
That's three huge titles, though.
But you normally, like last year,
Yeah, but everything wasn't good though. You even said 2019 wasn't a good year for gaming. You said that.
I can't even remember everything that came out last year. Cause games come out, like, there are so many fucking games at launch. We were just talking about
that. Yeah, last year was the year that I was like, it was dope, but it's not gonna be memorable. It's not one of those years where it's like, fuck Red Dead or fuck God of War, or you know what I'm saying? I feel like Cyberpunk is could make this year. I feel like The Last of Us could be one of those games where it's like, ooh, 2020 was when The Last of Us came out, or Cyberpunk 2077, or
because 2019 had some solid 100%. Games,
I mean, my game of the year is Control. That was my game of the year.
I still haven't played that.
That was my game of the year.
But yeah, we had like Outer Worlds released last year, new Super Mario Bros.
Outer Wilds, Nintendo. Outer Worlds,
I mean,
Outer Wilds.
Did I say Outer Worlds?
No, it's both. They're both. Yeah, they both Worlds, came out. Yeah, Outer Worlds and Outer Wilds.
And then Star Wars Jedi. You know, for those that like that,
I still got
Call of Duty comes out every year.
But to be respectful to Call of Duty this year, Duty was really good.
It was
really good. The story was good, and the multiplayer is really good. It's got flaws. It's buggy. You know what I'm saying?
Every game does.
100%. But this Call of Duty made me want to play Call of Duty.
I agree with that.
So like I the story was good. I enjoyed it. Like, it had some really cool missions. It felt really good. So this Call of Duty is up there. Like, I feel like Modern Warfare did a really good job. Like, of making Call of Duty good again, better again, or exciting again, or whatever.
One thing I wish Sony would do, and I know I'm probably, when I tell you I am in a niche market, I really wish that Sony would release, like, SingStar, like, at the launch of the console, because that's have to come out every year.
SingStar
just released new song packs, yeah, unfortunately.
SingStar is
unfortunately.
Dead. Dead. I would be shocked if they came out with a SingStar. I would.
Oh no, really... they're shutting down the service.
I know that. Yeah. And that was one of their big ones. That, I mean, that had like people like, especially in the social.
I mean, it's freaking karaoke, bro. But
in the social, like, what, like... in the social media era, it had to. It probably had to do with the licensing of music. It had to be. It had to be not worth it in the long run. Like it had to be. Again. It had to be like licensing out that music, and the cost of like the game just wasn't worth it.
But Just Dance comes out every fucking year,
and that shit murders every year too.
And that's why I'm saying it's like create a great game.
I don't think they can compete with Just Dance.
And Sing Star was the shit. And with yes, this, like you said, with the social media age, like if Sony makes the shit easier to get to your fucking phone so you can share it on Instagram and Snapchat and everything else, then and Facebook, it's like, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, we recorded some great, and I don't even know if and again, Sony being fucking Sony, all that shit is locked down to the PlayStation 3 server, so I have no way of getting those videos, but... Because there's that video of you and I singing a Britney Spears, and
I think it's on my YouTube. I do have that.
Okay,
I have that. Yeah, it's on my YouTube channel.
But I wish they had a way to freaking get to that because I had so many freaking videos. But yeah, like the way Just Dance is set up, it's easy to get to your videos, so you can post them online. It's just with Just Dance, though, unfortunately, they don't record the whole thing. They just record like little goofy parts.
Portions that they record. SingStar was dope, man. SingStar was definitely dope. Like, I had a lot of fun, and it was a good game. Like, my cousins would be over, or people would be over. We just pull out the mics and start just fucking with it. That was a
really good game, man.
Yeah,
it was a really good party game. And I'm like, why won't you guys just release, like, so there's certain games that just should be released at the start of the console and just let it live throughout.
And they tried to go that phone game where you like you can use the phone instead of having like a microphone. You should just have a microphone, but make it a wireless mic, a Bluetooth microphone or something, and there it is. Or you know, but no, it's over for SingStar. No more karaoke game. It would be a third party.
Even with VR, man, I hope whenever they release their VR headset, it's not like hella late into the generation. I really hope that that's something that all this shit that we're seeing late in the generation, like another thing that they need to do is Sony needs to come out with the labs like freaking Microsoft does, how you could customize your own Xbox controller. You know how much money Microsoft is making from that, bro. Like, if Sony did that, because so many people have like custom rooms and offices and favorite colors and ways that they want their, like, they're instead of them going to freaking Colorware and all these other websites and stuff like that, like, if like Sony just offered that, like, man. But like, all these pro controllers and stuff like that, I just hope that they have all this stuff ready. Again, don't have to be ready at launch, but just within the first couple of years of the console launching, like, have these pro controllers ready, because people will be ready to invest because they know they're going to have this stuff throughout the duration of the life cycle of the console. Excuse me. So,
yeah, we're going to see.
Because I definitely would have got a pro controller. Like, if like all these accessories is coming out now, like, bro, I definitely would have... or will get those if they release in the beginning of the console life cycle. Like, for sure, without a doubt. If I can get me a custom controller, like, that was, excuse me, if anybody remembers the video I did, I freaking bought a PlayStation controller before the consoles came out, and I freaking took it apart. That video has like super high views because it was like one of the first teardown videos of the controller, of the DualShock 4. So,
man, you're a trendsetter, man.
And I spray painted. Didn't you do that to yours too? You spray painted yours too, didn't you?
Yeah, I did a couple.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, like, people want this when these consoles launch. Like, I don't think these cats understand, like, that's when you're going to make a bulk of your money. Like, people are trying to buy anything and everything that they can buy when new consoles launch. Like, you're trying to get everything. So
yeah, but you don't want to sell yourself too short. So I think and you want to put R&D into it. So you just don't want to come out with it, you know, immediately. And you
but
don't
that's
want
to kind thing. Of ain't shit changing. like
what do you mean?
It ain't like Sony is freaking like Nintendo and they're coming out with like a brand new controller. Like this is the same shit. It's the same ass DualShock controller. Like they ain't going far from the design. Like we know what this is, so it ain't like they need to do much R&D. This is easy. This is cheap, easy money for them. This controller ain't gonna be that much different at all from what's already on the market. So, but even like I said though, it ain't gotta come out at launch. If it came out at launch, I think it would sell like hotcakes because everybody's second controller would be a freaking $100-some controller. Because you know you got the hardcore fans getting it at launch, so they gonna want you know whatever. You know how many games sell at launch that wouldn't sell if it wasn't outside the launch window because people are just trying to find content to play on their new brand new shiny box. Like that'd be the same thing with them accessories. Like the freaking PlayStation camera attach ratio when the PlayStation launched because the camera was there at launch. Like they said it was like a 90% attachment ratio. I'm sure that wasn't the case, though, later in the life cycle that thing got. So, and that's because cats are looking. They got money ready to burn when these new consoles come out.
Yeah, the console, that camera was selling because people was fucking the whole place.
Hell a week.
They was fucking for sure. It was though.
What was that? Was that live with PlayStation?
It was live with PlayStation, but it was Twitch. It was Twitch at first because like Twitch didn't have no what's your console. People was really streaming on Twitch just whatever, It started picking up in the media. And then they cut it off. Twitch banned it, and then everybody started going to Ustream.
So it was... I remember that was
you would see you would go to live with plays that you would see like Dynasty Warriors 6, NBA 2K12.
No, what it was they NBA. Was they were playing the Playroom game. Yeah,
Playroom, that's yeah, what Playroom it was. Studio. But you would see like hella games, and all of a sudden you see like a booty. Like, oh shit, the fuck. Yeah, what's happening? Me and Trig did it one time, like not that, but like sit there
that's
and talk.
Hella funny.
You got a preface because he would be like, "Oh, y'all did it, y'all smoking okay?" Like hella dumb. So no, we did the live with PlayStation. We just sat here and hella people watched this, and we was just like answering questions and talking to people, and people were saying racist shit. But hella people watched it. I was like, "What the fuck?" It's hella weird. But yeah, people was on there for sure, fucking. That's where the first, like, I mean, that was PlayStation's first taste of cam girls, because definitely was some cam girls. That's definitely funny. Some girls camming it up, for sure. PlayStation was hell. Live with PlayStation used to be like YouTube. I used to come home like, what is happening tonight on Live with PlayStation? Oh, man. And we just,
it was wild, sit
in the party chat and just watch videos and just crack up laughing. Like, now I want to go on that shit. I want to see if it's still wild. Like, that shit was wild as fuck.
Mm-hmm. It's always, you know, during launch because people, there ain't much to do.
Yeah, Shawty, I'm with my girl, man. Yeah, we over here kicking it, you know what I'm saying? And just like next thing you know, she giving old boy hell. Like, oh, what the fuck is happening? I thought this was a talk show. That shit used to be wild.
Fucking yeah. Madness.
Oh, man. I missed them days.
Oh, my goodness. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, that is the show. I have been one of your hosts, DLB, with me this week, your favorite head nerd. If you guys want to hit us on social media, you guys can hit us up on Twitter. I'm at DLB23. He is at HoodNerdCEO. If you guys got any questions, any statements, just want to reach out to us and holler at us, chop it up with us about what we talked about in this current episode, or got questions for the next episode, hit us up. Let us know. We are in next gen podcast full effect mode, like next gen everything. Like, we are ready. Xbox Series X, PlayStation 5, Google Stadia, Project X Cloud. Like, we are ready for
Switch Pro.
The future. Switch Pro, if that's the thing, I will be copying it. I would love to see some 4K Nintendo. Like, I'm ready for Nintendo to stop being cheap all the
stop
time.
Playing. Stop playing.
I'll spend some nice money on you. So I'll take you out on a hot date.
They be playing. They don't want to. They be behind like a motherfucker. They're like, we don't need to do that. We're 720p is just fine.
Man. And I just wish that I would love to see my Zelda, my Mario Kart, my Super Smash Bros. I would love to see all that in glorious 4K. So
until next 2K.
Could you imagine the Mario version of 2K?
I'm surprised they never made a Mario basketball game. Like Mario basketball,
because all it would be—that's too niggerish.
No, all it would be.
I can see them doing it now because basketball is more global than it was back in the day.
True. But Mario basketball would be hella tight. It would just be 3-on-3 basketball, like 3-on-3. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Basketball. You pick characters. You have. You know what I'm saying? NBA Jams, kind of like, you know what I'm saying, and just make it 3-on-3 full court. And then you could do the roster of characters.
Speaking of NBA Jam, did you see the NBA Jam arcade that have online functionality?
Yes, I did. They're having some issues with some of the rosters, like the licenses for some of the rosters, a couple of the, because it has NBA Jams, it has Tournament Edition, and it has Hang Time.
Yeah, man.
Because I was going to build a cabinet. Whenever I move next, I'm building a cabinet. That was like project one, was like building my NBA Jam Tournament Edition cabinet for sure. I don't know if I was going to use a Hyperspin or how I was going to do it, but I'm building an NBA Jam cabinet. It's going to look like NBA Jams. Like, I want NBA Jam Tournament Edition like in my house for sure. And the next would probably be Cruising USA because I was really good at that.
Wow. Yeah, that was the game back in the day.
I love Cruising.
That's funny. I don't know why they don't bring back that game. Like that,
because it was Nintendo, and
it's probably outdated now.
Nah, you could do a racer. You could do a fun racer like that for sure. Especially with like all
games these days.
Yeah, but especially with online though, you could do that. You could, because Nintendo can make Cruising.
Because that's pretty much. That's pretty much like a Forza, a Need for Speed.
Yeah, but still keep it like sure, but keep it like, but still keep it like fun, like goofy. Don't make it serious. Like, yeah, the cars can look good, or like even if you still do photorealistic cars or whatever, or like cartoon cars in real world settings, still make it fun and silly where the cars like flip upside down and shit. Because they still put them in the arcades. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think the. I would like to see make a comeback in VR would be
the shooting game
and virtual shooters.
Oh man, Sega is so stupid. Sega is missing out on so much money. Like,
I would love to see those in VR.
Sega is missing out on so much money. Like, so much money. Like, they're missing out on so much money because all they have to do is literally just put their suite.
That's all Blood and Sand is and all that stuff. You own rails. Blood and Truth. I said Blood. I'm thinking 50
Blood
Cent.
Blood and Sand. I was like, yeah, 50 Cent. No, yeah, no, you're right. No, you're right. I mean, it's a rail shooter.
And just make an online co-op.
House of the Dead, Virtual Cops.
Man,
like, House of the Dead. All those games should just be VR games. Now you can duck because you can duck. You don't have to push a pedal. You can just literally duck.
Yep.
you already have, and then a gun peripheral would just be something with a little light on it, so it can flash it. So the set, you know what I'm saying? Like,
bro, but it's not just them though. I'm sure they're waiting for. I'm sure if VR makes a big enough splash, then they'll bring it over. But that's why I'm hoping that, you know, Sony releases this headset closer to the launch of the consoles, and then hopefully Microsoft partners with Oculus or something and gives them a VR headset, because Microsoft definitely has to get involved in VR for it to continue, for it to be more successful, because the more platforms is on, the better. So, but yeah, man, until next week's podcast, people, thank you guys for tuning in. Holla at us on social media. And until next week, have a great weekend.
Oh, it's no fucking on live with PlayStation no more. They got rid of Ustream. So I forgot about that. So it's just Twitch and YouTube. And now, you know, they super strict. No, so we safe, y'all. No more fucking on PlayStation.
That's your PSA announcement. We out.
Yeah, we out.